1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albing. Our rallies in Western states tonight for the presidential candidates. Vice President Harris and her running mate Tim Walz are in Arizona, a must-win state. Jessica Green's been in line to attend the event in Glendale since early this morning.
One of the top issues for me is abortion rights. Just being able to have the freedom to make a choice. That's what America's about, is freedom to keep government out of those decisions. Climate and energy, family leave, all of that's important to me. I think she represents the party of family and freedom.
Former President Trump will hold a rally tonight in Bozeman, Montana. His plane was diverted to Billings due to what the campaign calls a mechanical issue, as he went on to Bozeman on a smaller plane. A Brazilian airliner has crashed into a residential neighborhood near Sao Paulo, killing all 61 people on board. What's left of Tropical Depression Debbie is drenching parts of the Northeast and then heading into New England. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert System is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert System. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The National Transportation Safety Board has released its preliminary report on a deadly plane crash less than 2 miles from the runway at EAA in Oshkosh. Two people were killed in the July 22nd crash, 37-year-old Sean Tomervik of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and 32-year-old James Sullivan of Brooklyn, New York, were heading to EAA from New Jersey. The report does not state the cause of the crash. It is still under investigation. Rice Lake native Kenny Bednarik is bringing another Olympic silver back to Wisconsin. In the 200-meter finals on Thursday, Bednarik finished second with a time of 19.62. It's his second silver medal in the event, winning his first in Tokyo. Bednarik will have one more chance to medal today as part of the Team USA 4x100-meter relay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers come home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back in action tonight in Milwaukee against the Cincinnati Reds. The crew coming off a 3-game sweep of the Braves, beating them 16-7 yesterday in Atlanta. 20 hits, 6 home runs in just the first 5 innings, 2 from rookie Jackson Chourio, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier for Jack. I mean, he's just coming into his own, you know what I mean, and letting his talent play and not dwelling on the failures and bouncing back after that. So really pleased with him.
NFL, the Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns in their first preseason game, kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:25. 6'6" Rojay Stona got a tryout as a defensive end in the Packers' rookie minicamp this spring. Last night, during the Olympics, Stona won a gold medal for Jamaica by throwing the discus 70 meters, setting a new world record.
I'm speechless, to be honest. Just enjoying the moment. I'm in good shape right now. All I just needed was get a good release, find that angle. I mean, it was great. Nothing to lose.
That's Rojay Stona with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, cool, a low in the low 50s. A beautiful weekend ahead, lots of sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s. And more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. It's 69 degrees right now.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday, we'll check in with one of our favorites, Brittany Merlot. She'll take a look at the forecast for the week ahead. Plus, Mario Gonzalez from Wello stops by. See you then.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Fully leaded educators talking education. TGIBPF. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Johnny Lupinacci, Jess there. What's happening, my friends?
Hey, Tim, it's good to see you, man. It's Friday. Like you said, TGIBPF. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it? We blinked and a whole week went by. And to tell you the truth, Tim, we blinked, a whole week went by. Summer is turning to fall soon. It's still summer. But it's turning to fall soon, and it's back to school grind for this guy, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci here, joining my co-host extraordinaire, Dr. Tim Slecker, just on the boards. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Callers, if you want to recap the week with Tim and I, before we get into that Friday feature, Tim's trivia, you want to recap with us, give us a call, 855-752-4842, or hang on. Because as we've come to love here on Busted Pencils, my guy, Tim,
bringing
the trivia on Friday. Tim, I can't wait. I've been waiting since last Friday for this. So just spill the beans.
Okay. So a little different here. I mean, this is in the form of a riddle tonight.
Ooh,
a riddle?
Yes, in the form of a riddle tonight. So this is where we're going to be. So I'm just going to put the riddle out there right now. What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? It's a riddle, man, and there's a really cool trivia when you figure this riddle out. We're going to be here. We're going to put it out there. But what of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? That's the riddle, but there's a cool trivia behind there, Johnny. So very, 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 you know, thought about this one. I'm like, okay, I like this idea because it's, again, a cool story. And it's one of those ones about who knew? Well, before we leave at the bottom of the half hour, we're going to know. Because, Johnny, here's the thing, too. Anybody watching, I'm on location, man, at a castle.
Yeah, you are a man on the ground covering education all through the Midwest. Tim, I think you've been in a different big Midwestern blue-collar city. Every time I've talked to you in the last couple of weeks, it's been a new stop. So love that you're getting that coverage and getting that temperature, figuratively and literally, of politics in this country, man. And what's the situation for teachers?
I tell you what, though, it's beautiful. So I just let everybody know I'm in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'm at the Henderson Castle. Look it up. A lot of American history trivia there. Henderson Castle in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Going to be having some conversations with some really, really important people. One, well, actually both, who have been on the show. Julian Vasquez.
That's what I was going to say.
Billy and Vasquez Hylik, the provost at Western Michigan University, and Jason Glass, the vice president of teaching and learning at Western Michigan University X. I am going to be here having some conversations, Johnny, about artificial intelligence and teaching and learning. So, man, I tell you what, though, it made me think, though, Johnny, Minocqua Brewing Company, almost forgot about how important our sponsors are. Minocqua Brewing Company is sponsors Busted Pencils. They, man, love them for taking on the state of Wisconsin and suing based on the reality that vouchers hurt public schools. Yeah, they hate public schools too. Wisconsin Brewery, making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out ManocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can get their progressive beer. Man, and what a week, though. TGIBPF, thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday all week. Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, Matt Damon's mom, on Monday.
Yep.
You know, great show again. Looking at everything that we had there. I love, though, that Dr. Nancy Carlson Page went with that whole weird thing, dealing with the fact that, you know, Tim Walz, our new future vice president. Go ahead, Johnny. Yeah.
Well, Tim, we'll let our listeners know, because if they listen to on Monday, they got a little sneak of that too. Tim, you actually teed that up for both Nancy and I the week before.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Walz and the others had said, you know, it's a bit weird. And we've since then gotten to the root of what the choice of using the word weird is. And we looked at it from kind of all angles, and both Nancy and I were like, okay, Tim brought this up. All right. and here's where we're at with it. And that, man, was a great conversation. It's always a great conversation with Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, but man, we opened a banger of a week with a fabulous guest. I mean, yes, she's on monthly. Yes, listeners, if you're not familiar, once a month, you got to make sure you at least tune in to What Would Matt Damon's Mom Say? And it's a great opportunity for the amazing Dr. Nancy Carlson Page to, you know, share wisdom with our listeners and with us, Tim. And she sure did this week. You know, we talked about how important it is to model professional ethics, which was the theme from 20 Lessons from the 20th Century from last week. But man, we were talking about, you know, how it's important to be different, how it's important to embrace difference, the very fabric of democracy, to value equality and diversity, but also to just say it's a bit strange. And I had to even push a little bit harder to say it's hurtful, harmful, destructive, right? Vitriol. There's a whole lot of adjectives that I think, I guess we mean by weird. We don't have to, you know, put down difference to do that. So it was a good show. And we really talked, as of course, you have an expert in early childhood and on. It's going to bring it back to classrooms. And she was talking about all that great work that teachers do with young people to really practice democracy, to really practice how we listen to one another and be in charge of. And this links to Wednesday's show, where educators amplified, you know, really connected the dots on joy and regulation. Dr. Nancy Carlson Page reminded us that young people are working and practicing and learning all the time in their classrooms, right? To listen and to be mindful and choose words, especially words when we're communicating our needs and we're practicing how we disagree with one another and how we agree. So that was really special. I mean, it's always great to have Dr. Nancy Carlson Page on talking about the moment we're in. And she gives a lot of context to that. So I was excited. She also spotlighted Gen Z voters, who are getting a lot of attention on Busted Pencils because we're inspired by your energy and the message you're sending Gen Zers. Appreciate that. But Tim, man, what a banger of a show on Monday. Woo.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. It's educated educators talking education. Man, Tim's trivia, though, Johnny.
Yeah, let's get out there again.
Yeah, it's a riddle. It's a riddle, everybody. What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? Putting it in a riddle today. Awesome kind of things that we're going to be bringing up right now. And actually just pulled up the text there. You guys need me.
Yeah, Tim, so, I was going to ask you, can you take, for our stream viewers and for our listeners, you take us on a little bit of a tour, and we're going to mute you while you relocate, but I'm going to repeat Tim's trivia for folks in case you're getting some background noise or it's choppy for you. Tim's trivia this week is, what did Oppenheimer lose in Georgia? Right?
I'm so confused.
Did I repeat that correctly, Jess and Tim?
I think he put it into the passive. What of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia? I don't know if that makes a difference.
It's a riddle, so language matters. Remember, that's the theme of the week.
Uh-huh,
language does matter. Use our words wisely. What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia?
There it is.
What of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia?
Taking a stroll on the grounds. Do I sound better right now, guys?
You sure do.
All right. So, yeah, what of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia? Form of a riddle. Tim's trivia. Good, interesting stuff. It is, yeah, busted pencils. And got a caller, Joanne, on the phone already.
Yeah.
All right. Caller Joanne, what's happening, our friend?
Oh, great. I haven't thought about the riddle yet. I just got in. But what I'd like to do is talk just for a minute about the week. The week was so amazing. And I was thinking about it all afternoon, how much you were able to cover in just about politics. And I was just a little worried because with all the young people thinking about politics now and maybe, you know, can I run for office? You know, whatever they are, if they're black, white, big, strong, or short and tiny, whatever, doesn't make any difference anymore that it's open to them. But what I'm a little worried about is the sliming of some of the candidates that's going on right now and the picking apart of amazing 24-year career in the National Guard of some of the candidates. I know that L.A. Tom has called in some of the radio shows about this. I listened to other shows on this wonderful station and stated his dismay about what a downer it is. Again, we have to vet candidates. Yeah, we've got to make sure that they're not enhancing resumes. But after this joy and the amazing power of this week, we'll be spending the weekend on all the talk shows and all of that, in the minutia, and there's more to come. I mean, I know for a fact there's going to be more to come, taking apart the voting records or whatever and mischaracterizing various things and name-calling and whatever. People who don't know what socialism is and Marxism saying those words. For me, it's Groucho Marxism. It's always been Groucho. whatever. So thank you again for the wonderful week. I mean, you did so much and brought in the luminaries from all over. Thank you again.
Oh, awesome. Man.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. We love caller Joanne. We'll get back to that. Listeners, stay tuned.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
And we are back. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. It's GGIBPF. That's right. Thank goodness it's Busted Pencils Friday. This is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci with Dr. Tim Slecker, just on the boards. Dr. Tim Slecker on site over in Kalamazoo, Michigan. One of our favorite spots. I mean, I spent some undergraduate years there. And then also we have some amazing guests from not only the Grow Your Own program, but just the awesome work that's happening over at Western Michigan University. And Dr. Tim Slecker is on site there.
Nice.
Join us this Friday to recap the week. We just had caller Joanne on the phone reminding us, as LA Tom does, you know, to be patient through the scrutiny of candidates. Also, as a theme of last week, remember professional ethics, right? And remember the importance of, you know, being, you know, diligent about scrutiny of candidates, but also being open with information and actually contrasting, right? And actually bracing ourselves for a real ugly election. I mean, we can't expect that because one ticket is very joyful, is very matter of fact, has a clean record in terms of when we want to look at whether or not they have any criminal elements to their leadership that they're bringing. No, you know, and so I think it's important to contrast honesty and transparent information is gonna always expose things that we may or may not agree with. That's okay. That's part of politics. That's part of any. There is no perfect candidate. So let's brace ourselves for some of those things. And of course, I think it's pretty low, and I'm not surprised by it, by people on the opposition to Harris-Waltz ticket to bring up some of the perspectives or thoughts against Waltz, especially around his military service.
Yeah.
If we're going to get into what kind of military service constitutes service, okay, that's a different conversation. For me, matter of fact, and I think for a lot of us, it's important to serve in a number of capacities. And so his service in the National Guard is honorable to me.
Absolutely.
The transparency he has around some of the things, the aspects of it being brought up, I think also models good leadership. Yes, I chose to retire at a particular moment. That is his liberty and his choice. He also never has stopped being a supporter or a person in service in a political capacity. So I'm very optimistic that even as things go low, that the Harris-Waltz ticket and that us as supporters of that ticket remember to embrace facts and contrast and ask ourselves, what kind of leader do we want? So I'm really hopeful about that. Thank you, Joanne. Yeah, it was a busy week. We covered a lot and we're on a special Friday. You know, Fridays are always special. We got a lot of things that we always hit on Friday besides just recapping the week. And I'm going to loop us back around to Tim's trivia, because it has Jess and I stumped. To repeat it for folks, Dr. Tim Slecker's trivia this week. Tim's trivia. Tim said,
What?
Oh, you want to say it for us, Tim?
Yeah, what, you know, if I can get it. What of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia? And maybe we'll throw another hint out there as we're getting close. Maybe not in Georgia, but maybe off the coast of Georgia. What of Oppenheimer's was lost off the coast of Georgia. Putting that out there, Johnny, there it is, Johnny and Jess. I know I've got you stumped. I can see that somebody's getting close in there by reading the notes that we're getting in there, getting close to where it is. Yeah, there's probably something there. And I said, you know, kind of piece these together. Think about Oppenheimer. Okay, what does that? Now, off the coast of Georgia. Okay, put that together. There you go. You know what, though? I wanted to comment, too, though, Johnny, on the, yeah, the attack on Walls military service. I was reading today, though, you know where this attack is coming from. These are the architects. And I don't have the name right now in front of me, that put together the Swift Boat attack campaign on John Kerry. That really actually did. And, you know, because at that point, Kerry was winning in the polls, and that Swift Boat controversy really tore him down, and he started to sink in the polls. I don't see that happening now, but it is that same type of playing of saying, you know, again, we're really trying to dishonor something that in this sense is honorable. 24 years in the service. Okay, this is not this. And again, you know, you want to contrast it? Okay, let's contrast it to the other guy who's running for president and his bone spurs and Vietnam. I mean, you know, I even hate to dig into that conversation, but we might as well put it out there because the reality is that Tim Walz served 24 years, retired. Nothing wrong with that. As you said, honorable, did his time, did his duty, and continued to do it, and did this everything. So there's no controversy there. I think people are digging for things. And again, you know why, though? Because the joyful democracy warriors, the joy, the celebration, it is palpable. And I'm sorry, but the other side feels that, and they are looking for anything to take away that joy that Jess and Johnny and Tim, they're looking to torpedo our joy, because it really is moving in a direction that it continues to build and swell. And you talk to more and more people, man, it is just something to grab a hold of, and it really enlightens all of our days. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. It's Educated Educators Talking Education, 855-752-4842. The question, Tim's trivia, what of Oppenheimer's was lost off the coast of Georgia? Man.
Well, yeah, Tim, I'm glad you brought that up, man. I'm stumped. So hopefully there's a listener out there who can crack this riddle. But I'm going to, you know, get back on that too with you. To me, and I'm glad Tim brought this up, you know, anybody willing to put on uniform, you know, to take that step to be a part of any aspect of service, right? And any of the, whether it's the Army Reserve, any of them, right? Whether it's ROTC students, whatever path people are doing, I think that's honorable. And I'll extend that to both sides. You're not going to hear me attack Vance for his service. That's just something I think is really important to honor in our country, is like the way of our life here and peace on this planet comes at a sacrifice that thankfully so many people step up and serve. And that's not only in the context of war and peace. That's in the context of, you know, healthcare. That's in the context of responding to natural disasters. That's just important work that helps this planet be a better planet. So even though I'll have big beefs with J.D. Vance and others, I will not attack their service. That's important. I appreciate that, and I have respect for it. So I'm glad you brought that up, Tim. I'm glad caller Joanne brought up. Let's stick to contrasting politics and policy, and let's honor the transparency of this. It's Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. We're stumped on Tim's trivia. We'll make sure that it's solved before the end of the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters may have as many as six choices for president in November. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says Cornell West and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as Shiva Ira Dure and Claudia De La Cruz, all turned in paperwork this week. The WEC will now decide if they qualify to be on the ballot. Kamala Harris may be changing presidential campaigns in more ways than one. She's gained a lot of support from Democrats in a very short time. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles.
The Pew Research Center says most voters say they're burned out on long presidential campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. There are two constitutional amendments on the August 13th ballot. Basically, they boil down to giving the power to approve, designate, and distribute federal funds to the legislature and not the governor of the state. Assembly District 89 candidate Ryan Spouty.
You've seen our state legislature, especially the Joint Finance Committee. They voted to approve, I believe it's $125 million for PFAS relief. And then they sit on it. Do we really want those same people to control whether or not our state gets federal funding if there's an emergency?
Spouty made his comments in a town hall meeting with other Democratic candidates in Northeast Wisconsin last night. Frontier Airlines will discontinue the service from Green Bay's Austin-Straubel International Airport to Denver. The last day of flights between the cities is Monday, August 12th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here are some weekend movie suggestions. The Blake Lively film, It Ends With Us, is a romantic drama receiving mostly good reviews. It Ends With Us is adapted from the novel of the same name by Colleen Hoover. Borderlands is a sci-fi adventure about an intergalactic bounty hunter with a sketchy past and a ragtag team of misfits that are charged with saving the galaxy. The film is based on one of the most popular video games of all time. The film is pulling a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes, so you might want to steer clear or hope you're in the 3%. And if you're looking for a movie about lip-syncing before it was cool or even accepted, check out Girl, You Know It's True, a documentary about Milli Vanilli's meteoric rise up the music charts, which culminated with three number one hits, none of which they sang. The biopic takes a good look at what the lives of Milli and Vanilli were like before and after the fall, and it's pulling a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Brief evening showers, otherwise partly cloudy tonight. Cool, a low in the low 50s. A beautiful weekend ahead. Lots of sunshine for Saturday. A high in the low 70s. And more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. It's 69 degrees right now.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th. Yeah, I'm
feeling good. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Rear Admiral Joe Seestack about Project 2025's impact on the U.S. military and the state of education in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
And we're back. This is Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. This is Dr. John Lupinacci. We had Dr. Tim Slechner on. Had to let him go. It's his 32nd anniversary. He's in Kalamazoo, Michigan, doing all kinds of meetings and reporting and recording exciting conversations about public education around the Midwest. So appreciate that work that Dr. Tim Slechner is doing. And he joined us via his phone from a castle of some sorts he's at in Kalamazoo. And shared with us Tim's trivia. That's a Friday feature every week here on Busted Pencils. I'm going to give what Tim said was a riddle, right? And I'm chuckling a little bit because that's the flavor of Tim's trivia. It's a little bit like dad jokes on Friday. Remember, listener, Tim is a former social studies teacher, much like Vice President candidate Tim Walls. That's why we've been, you know, throwing high fives across the stream yard all week long, because both Tim and I teach social studies teachers. We're social studies educators. So big fun week for teachers. Awesome week for social studies teachers. Biggest week, I would say, for students and young people, right, to hear a big shift in the message that they're mirroring back to politics in this country. But here it is. Tim's trivia this week. Tim's trivia was, what of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia? And then he offered the clue, off the coast of Georgia. And I used some deduction and said, I don't know, Oppenheimer or something. I think recent big movie. And I also think, you know, unfortunately, you know, atomic bombs. And so I'm thinking, I don't know anything in my trivia repertoire or my backpack of random social studies trivia of Georgia and Oppenheimer. So this is in the weeds, but I will say it's not exactly a riddle as Tim offered. It's more of a, do you know, a bit of trivia about what of Oppenheimer's was lost off the coast of Georgia. And so if you have that answer, text it in or give us a call. You can call us at 855-752-4842, and we'll declare you the winner of Tim's trivia this week. But if not, we'll reveal the answer later. But Jess, what a week. We were recapping.
What a week.
Yeah, we had Dr. Nancy Carlson Page on Monday. We woke up to exciting news.
Oh, man, Tuesday was such a good day.
Yeah, right? And so we were high-fiving and breaking down Tim Walls, you know, a former educator, you know, a human rights champion, you know, being named to the Harris ticket. So now we have a presidential and a vice presidential candidate teamed up to run for the Democratic Party against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And the tone of everything has shifted.
Yeah.
Things have changed. And we're going to get into the messiness of this. And this week's themes was remember professional ethics. And I'd like to say, I think that Harrison Walls model really good professional ethics.
And that's something we've talked about a bit, especially I think caller Joanne called in. That must have been even Monday, calling in and talking about how, it was Joanna on Wednesday, yeah, talking about the modeling of not just professional ethics, but modeling how to balance joy and seriousness. But absolutely, there's such a contrast, just that word that we keep coming back to, between the ethics that we're seeing modeled on the Republican ticket and the ethics that we're now seeing modeled on the Democratic ticket.
Absolutely. I mean, it really came into focus with, and as many things do, with Teacher Joanna and Teacher Hallie on Educators Amplified Wednesday, when Joanna explained, you know, to me, what I see is well-regulated leaders.
Yeah. Amazing.
And I'm just like, whoa, this is the thing that Educators Amplified is always talking about, is key to good teaching is listening to young people, understanding what their needs are, advocating for that, having confidence in your experience and expertise as a trained teacher, as a public school educator, you know, and leading classrooms and lead and being leaders in community. And so that really brought into focus for me what I was experiencing in hearing the speeches that
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz were giving on their campaign trail this week. Amidst the excitement, there's also, I like that you brought it back up, just contrast. There's really good, poignant, direct, firm, clear representation of important policies that matter to any democracy, but especially, hopefully, ought to, and I think do, matter to many listeners out there and to voters of all ages. And so we talked about human rights, and we talked about FDR's, you know, economic bill of rights yesterday on the show, and we talked about the second bill of rights and how, you know, these are things that are not only important to democracy, but are important to human rights around the world. And to have the hope, right, that this country can put its best foot forward and be among leaders in the world that model a commitment to human rights, that take very seriously eradicating poverty, that take very seriously that every community should be a welcoming, safe community, no matter who you are, no matter your race, no matter your religion, no matter your identity, all of those things. So this is kind of, to me, a model of professional ethics, which is one of our lessons from last week's theme that we brought into this week, professional ethics. And that's one of the things that Timothy Snyder talks about in his 20 lessons from the 20th century, to be mindful of when faced with possible rise of authoritarian governments and of tyranny. So, but you know, Jess, every day,
there it is.
Because every day here on Busted Pencils, we always have a democracy in action, and Friday can't be any different. We got to have a democracy.
Absolutely not. We got to have it.
That's right. Tonight's democracy in action, though, it really is going out to everybody who is scrutinizing, you know, and contrasting these candidates. And I say that reminding folks of professional ethics, like you got to do that, but also don't get pulled into the, you know, the false arguments or the distractions around it, but to value justice. So today's democracy in action goes to someone like Joanne, who called in today and said, hey, I'm excited that we're digging into the weeds on all these candidates. I love the transparency, but let's not lose sight of things. And I really hope that everybody, even future politicians listening and watching, you know, this race this summer and into the fall, you know, they aren't deterred from their civic engagement, because part of being in a democracy is valuing justice. All people should be treated fairly in getting advantages and disadvantages of our country. No group or person should be favored. And I think that's really important, especially with a generation of us and younger generations who are very mindful of the fact that we absolutely have a patriarchy problem. We absolutely have deeply rooted racism in this country. We have staunch sexism. That's part of the patriarchy problem. We have real dangerous homophobia and things like this that we need to overcome, that we need to be better about. And so we should take no candidate at face value, right? We should be remembering that a core value of any democracy is justice. Everybody should be treated fairly. And so I'm excited because I'm going to do my best to apply professional ethics and due diligence, be fair about my critique of Trump and Vance. Likewise, I'll be fair about my excitement of Harris and Walz.
Absolutely.
And when I start to do that, though, Jess, when I really list out that's back to that important contrast, I see, okay, vice presidential candidates both served. I appreciate that. I think that to me signifies some capacity for leadership.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now I start to look at all of the records and all of the things and the policies and the beliefs that have not only been spoken, but been enacted by these candidates. And so I think that's really important. When I start looking at that, it's a very different ticket when I look at the Trump-Vance ticket versus the Harris-Walz ticket. I do see one that supports human rights and humanity. I see one that I see a lot of attention and support of public education potential there. And the other, I don't. I see a lot of destructive, hurtful, harmful, vitriol kinds of behaviors and words. And those two things are really hard to separate.
So I'm sticking to that theme, professional ethics from last week, carrying it in because we'll have a new theme shortly. But I also really want to honor like that importance of justice to a democracy. Like everybody should be, no matter who they are, they should be treated fairly and equally. Mm-hmm. And so I'm open to that. And I hope all of us remember that, especially people who are saying, well, I want to run for something someday, but I can't imagine, you know, that we would ever have, you know, and fill in the blank of that kind of leader. You betcha we can. If you're a citizen who's contributing to democracy, then you're a future candidate for any office in this country. So keep up the good work, keep representing your community and sharing your voice, because it's ever important in a democracy. I don't know, Jess, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking more about professional ethics. We've talked mm-hmm. about what it looks like in politics. We've talked yeah. about what it looks like in various other sectors, but you're an educated educator. Let's come back to this idea of what do professional ethics look like in teaching? We started to touch on it a little bit on Wednesday, but I want to hear from you some specifics. What do you think, what are some general professional ethics of teaching?
Man, I love that. I love that question, Jess, and I love that turning the attention to the classroom and to being a teacher. Because when we think about the lesson, 20 lessons from the 20th century from Timothy Snyder's book on tyranny, you know, remembering professional ethics are really focused on leaders setting a good example. And in particular, what to do when leaders set a negative example, right? To remember that it is our job in leadership positions to set a positive example. And I think that's one of the most important aspects, or one of the, also the benefits and features of becoming a teacher, is your job all of the time is to set a great example for future adults in our community, no matter what age young people are. And I like to say, even though there isn't really a Hippocratic oath of teaching, a lot of teachers listening, this will resonate with some of the ethics you have in your profession. We share this. We sort of take an oath to do no harm, like medical professionals do in a formal way, the Hippocratic oath. But really, we take an oath professionally to be listeners to children, to value their experiences, their differences, their voices, their learning needs, to be advocates for them. Right, to leverage our adult privileges and powers to help lift up the next generation of citizens in our community. And so that's my description of professional ethics in the classroom, of really considering that learning isn't about knowing and putting it into kids' head. We've talked about that on past show, the banking model. It's resisting that, right? And being present at, being a facilitator of learning, helping to lead spaces. Right, to be a leader in spaces where young people come into knowing in all ways, both their academic content and their social experiences. And so to me, professional ethics then get outlined by democracy. What are the values that we have in a democratic community, or microcosms of that in a democratic classroom, which Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, you know, teacher educator extraordinaire, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, talked about classrooms mattering. And then Tim Walz himself saying, I was inspired to go into politics because I was listening to my students, right? That's to me modeling professional ethics as a teacher. So that's my overarching response to that, Jess. We got a great conversation going here, recapping the week. We got Tim's trivia. We got all kinds of stuff, 20 lessons from the 20th century, all when we come back. So stay tuned, Busted Pencils.
Like a ghost talks from beyond the grave. Welcome to the breakdown. Welcome to the end of the road. This is a breakdown. We've got nowhere else to go. Welcome to the breakdown. Welcome to the end of the road. This is a breakdown. We've got nowhere else to go. It's not love, but this is hope.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Yes, and we're back. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. You want to join the conversation with me, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, give me a call, 855-752-4842. Shoot a text or drop a comment in there. We have on the line Tim's trivia, which is, what of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia? The clue being off the coast of Georgia that Tim added. So what of Oppenheimer's was lost off the coast of Georgia? I'll leave that open just for a few more minutes, and I'll close tonight's show with the answer. Right. Because I think it's, you know, it's Tim's trivia. It is what it is. I was overthinking it. Right. So listener, if you're overthinking it, just go with your gut and shoot us a response and we'll see where you land. But just
we do really have a first stab at an answer.
Ooh, ooh.
From Susan texting okay, in Susan. From the Madison area. Now, yep. Susan has sent in nuclear bomb. Now, Susan, I need you to be a little bit more specific or tell us.
Yeah.
How. How did a nuclear bomb get lost?
Pretty close there. So yeah. we can leave it open for Susan. Susan's like on the fence here because that's kind of where I was too. I was like, I hear Oppenheimer, I hear two things, a movie and nuclear bombs or atomic bombs. And so I like the response. Thanks, listener Susan, for shooting us that. But be more specific and we'll hold that open just a little bit longer. But Jess, before we lose any more time. Mm-hmm. Every week here, every Friday, we set a theme for the following week, inspired by.
Oh, do you hear that?
Inspired by our God.
Do you hear
but
that?
Wait.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love
Anyone
that.
Anyone not watching the so stream much. Just missed.
And what?
Johnny going
what,
nuts.
What, that, what does that sound mean? What does that signify every Friday at Busted Pencils? Besides me wanting to have an epic intro to a weekly bit. Yes, that is our 20 lessons from the 20th century feature, inspired by, really drawing directly from Timothy Snyder's snappy pamphlet on tyranny that is ever so helpful in moments like this where we are working every day in community to instill resistance against taking over any democracies around the world, but especially here in our country. And there are 20 lessons that we found really poignant. They've been in conversations with our guests, with our listeners. And so last week's was professional ethics. Remember professional ethics. But this week's, unveiling it, is to believe in truth. Believe Ooh. In truth. Remember, our core democratic value is telling the truth. Citizens and the government should tell the truth. It should be a baseline requirement. But a lesson, 20 lessons from the 20th century is to believe in the truth. To abandon facts is to abandon freedom. If nothing is true, then no one can criticize power because there's no basis upon which to do so. If nothing is true, then it's all a spectacle. It's all, well, I think it's this, and I heard it's that. The biggest wallet pays for the most blinding lights. That's the message that Timothy Snyder is reminding us of. So when we're in this, like Joanne reminded us tonight, it's important to be really mindful of the choices we make in our voting and in our civic duty and our civic responsibilities and to honor, you know, facts and to really, you know, push through some of the noise or some of the spectacle of messy politics, right? And I have higher hopes for future generations that things just get more open, more transparent, and more truthful. But in this moment, it's important for us all to honor and believe the truth. So we're going to carry that theme into the
I look
next
forward to
week.
Talking about that. I mean, we've talked about misinformation and disinformation a significant amount. And we had a caller yesterday. I was covering the board for the Maggie Dawn show. And attorney Jim Santel was talking about misinformation and disinformation. Caller called in and said, it's really important to remember that the purpose of disinformation isn't necessarily to, you know, make someone believe that. It's to make them doubt truth in general.
That's right. If nothing is true or if truth is in doubt, then no one can criticize power. And that's not to take away the importance of questioning power. We should always do that. That's what I love about scientific method and scientific consensus. And in fact, like diverse opinions and thoughts, it's really important. It's really important to do. But that said, we shouldn't abandon facts. Once we know something to be factual, still challenge it. But we run with the best of our information and the knowledge, and we stay making decisions based on facts and information that we can back up. That's really important.
Speaking
and that
of
also,
facts.
Yeah, let's go. What do we got? Do we
well,
have a...
Speaking of facts, Susan, you just dropped the fact that...
Oh!
What of Oppenheimer's was lost? It was indeed a nuclear bomb.
Yes,
and it was lost it was. When a B-59 bomber dropped an atomic bomb in 1958 after colliding with another jet.
Oh, well, Susan got it. Jess, make sure you get Susan's information if we can. Susan, if you're listening still, either call in 855-752-4842 or share your email or contact with Jess, our producer. You can always, any listener, email us at bustedpencils@gmail.com and we'll get that to you. But let's get your information, Susan, because you have cracked Tim's riddle this week and you got Tim's trivia. So great work, Susan. Yes, it was. What of Oppenheimer's was lost off the coast of Georgia? The answer was a B-59 bomber dropped an atomic bomb in 1958 after colliding with an F-84, which was never to be found. So somewhere off the coast of Georgia, there's
an
undetonated, hopefully now not a thing, atomic bomb. This is the thing that kind of scares me sometimes about stories related to, atomic energy, atomic bombs and nuclear.
And it was never found again.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is we're going to do some follow up on this as well, because it's nothing. If anything, Tim's trivia always takes me into the weekend into a little befuddled. Huh? Didn't know that. Usually it's about Pennsylvania, but. This week it's about, Oppenheimer and the A-bombs. So, and a missing A-bomb.
Yeah.
But, you know, as we wind down, little promo for next week. Excited for next week because we're going to continue to talk about this important election and continue to talk about the importance of doing your civic duty in voting. Remember, August 13th, that is an on-site register and vote day, absolutely for Wisconsin listeners and listeners all across the country. Reach out, figure out where you can be to do your civic duty and vote. We also got a great show with Ty Marshall, educator extraordinaire, talking with us about transgender justice in schools. Lots of great conversations next week. Love that you're with us all week long, every day, same time, same place, civic media, busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. See you next week.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll get you caught up on the weekend news and look ahead to the Tuesday primary day in Wisconsin. Be a voter. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Speaking of JD Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the JD Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of JD Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.